Well, actually, on the other hand, indeed, researchers writing in the journal PNAS this week have come a little bit closer to understanding how the brain chooses which hand to use for any particular action. And they think it comes down to a sort of mental competition between the hands. Flavio Oliveira and his team from the US and Belgium collected together a group of right-handed people and instructed them to reach for images placed on a table. The participants could use either hand to pick the images up, and these images were in different places on the table. So while this was happening, the researchers applied transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, to the brains of the participants. Sounds scary, but what it does is to temporarily disrupt brain activity in the subject's left or right posterior parietal cortex. And as the name suggests, it's at the back of the brain, and it's important for planning movements or thinking about 3D space around you. When TMS was applied to the left side, the right-handed participants tended not to use their right hands as much as they would normally. But applying TMS to the right side of the brain produced no change at all. And of course, the left side of the brain is usually involved in controlling the right side of the body and vice versa. So you might expect to see this in right-handed people.
So what do they actually think is going on? Are we saying here that there's not just this bias to use one hand if you're right-handed or the other hand if you're left-handed? There is actually a section of the brain which is actively encoding which hand to use based on the task at hand. Excuse the pun.
Yeah, well, the researchers think that what's actually going on is some kind of decision-making process in the brain where it's coming up with a series of sort of intentions of how to pick up this item, and then it decides on the best one. So it will probably decide on your right hand if you're right-handed.
I guess another interesting spin-off of this will be to look at people who have strokes and brain injuries, because obviously if you damage that area of the brain, what does this do to a person's ability to make that choice, and how does that affect their rehabilitation? Do they mention that at all in the paper?
No, but I think another thing that would be really interesting would be people who think they're left-handed, but because of, you know, various pressures of society, they've had to use their right hand for things, and it would be interesting to see if the same effect happened to them.
Indeed it would. Thank you, Diana.